In the past week, former Bexar County Tea Party President Jeff Johnson began airing this television ad. It claims bills promoting a more conservative agenda failed under Strauss's leadership in the Texas House.
Jeff Judson will ban sanctuary cities and protect our families.
Joe Strauss wouldn't even give it a hearing, nor would he grant a hearing for the Senate's bipartisan education choice bill.
In another ad, a group supporting Judson, the Young Conservatives of Texas, further ratcheted up the rhetoric. The group claims that Strauss's lack of support for sanctuary cities made him responsible for the murder of a Houston man killed by an undocumented immigrant. The victim's father recorded the ad.
I have just one question for Joe Strauss. Isn't the government supposed to protect innocent people? When Joe Strauss killed the bill to ban sanctuary cities, he put the life of an illegal alien ahead of my murdered son.
Strauss has fired back.
This isn't the first time I've been opposed with, you know, kind of a smear campaign with some things that aren't true.
Strauss says that he's against sanctuary cities. Cities that discourage their officers from asking suspects about their immigration status. Strauss says the sanctuary cities bill passed the House in 2011, but was defeated in the Senate. Similar efforts at the legislature failed in 2013 and in 2015. Although he's better funded than Judson and has cruised to re-election in the past, Strauss is airing his own TV attack ads. He says Judson is just another lobbyist.
Judson is just a lobbyist.
Just a lobbyist!
Controlled by wealthy individuals who have no connection to our district.
Well, I'm not a lobbyist, so I have worked on the school choice issue, which is not a special interest issue.
According to paperwork filed with the Texas Ethics Commission, Judson is registered as a lobbyist at the state capitol, advocating for school choice, among other issues. In addition to sanctuary cities, Strauss and Judson are philosophically divided on a lot of other issues, including school choice. Judson wants to allow some families to use public school dollars for private schools of their choice. Strauss has supported more state spending for public schools and reforming the formulas used to determine how much money each school district receives from the state. Then there's the ongoing issue of religion. Strauss is Jewish and on several occasions has been the target of evangelical Republicans who've called for more Christian values in the Texas House. Johnson resurrected that argument at the beginning of his campaign when he released his campaign document titled The Biblical Basis for Jeff Judson's Candidacy for Texas House District 121 in the Republican primary. In it, he warned voters about the disconnect between the vision Christian conservative voters have for Texas and Joe Strauss's vision.
I have a Jewish member of my campaign staff that published an op-ed talking about my support for Israel, my speaking out against anti-Semitism. The point I was trying to make was that we need people with Judeo-Christian values who want to protect our religious liberties.
Judson says that Strauss is hostile towards religious liberties. Strauss has said no one is more able to protect religious liberties in Texas. He pointed to the House's passage of the Pastor Protection Bill in 2015, which provides religious leaders legal protection if they refuse to perform same-sex marriages. Here's Strauss.
And by the way, the United States Constitution protects all Americans from any kind of religious persecution and allows anyone from any faith or no faith to serve in public office.
With $8 million in the bank, Strauss is expected to easily win the primary. But presidential candidates Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are also on the GOP primary ballot. And University of Texas at San Antonio's professor Brian Gervais says they may draw more Tea Party voters to the polls. Gervais specializes in the study of political behavior and political psychology.
It might give some advantage to Judson in the long run if, you know, more moderate voters aren't turning out because they're unhappy with the choices outside of Trump and Cruz.
Judson is no doubt hoping a strong Tea Party vote will tip the tables in his direction. If his TV ads are any indication, Strauss isn't taking any chances. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.